أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي، ذخري وذخيرتي في آخرتي ودنياي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي وعن جميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات قربة طاعة إلى الله تعالى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
As-salamu alayka ya thar Allah wa ibn thar wal-witra al-mawtur. As-salamu alayka wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifinaik. عليكم جميعا سلام الله، أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار.
السلام عليك وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. Peace be unto you and unto the spirits who descended in your courtyard. عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله، أبدا ما بقيت وَبَقِيَ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ. Upon you all, I invoke the peace of Allah forever, as long as I live, and the night and day subsist. Previously, we talked about السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَى الْأَرْوَاحِ الَّتِي حَلَّتْ بِفِنَائِكَ, about the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, since they were true lovers, and what kinds of characteristics they enjoyed to be in a lofty station and position. Now in this part, we recite عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله. Upon you all, I invoke the peace of Allah. In this phrase, the predicate عليكم, upon you, is brought before the subject, which is سلام الله. So it is conferring the meaning of restriction. In simple words, the زائر is trying to say upon you all, and only upon you all, I invoke the peace of Allah. This means that it is only for the likes of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his noble companions that desire invokes salam. In other words, they represent those who are worthy of such invocation. The preposition ala, as we came to know earlier, confers the meaning of encompassment. We are in reality praying for Allah's peace to encompass and envelop Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his local companions. When we say عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله, upon you all, I invoke the peace of Allah. This sentence is also a kind of sentence that we call nominal sentence, which is جملة الإسمية. So, which is somehow showing perpetual and a permanent connection. A nominal sentence confers the connotation of continuity. So we say عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله. In the phrase عليكم مني, the word مني is composed of a preposition and ي, which is a pronoun, or better say ي, which means me. And عليكم مني is invoking the salam of Allah from the زائر is being sent to the mazur or the visited one. And we have also the word jami'an, which is altogether. And thus the whole meaning of the sentence is upon you altogether, I invoke the peace and salam of Allah.
people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. Subhanallah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Some commentators have also given the probability of another variable. They say that since a believer is a group in himself, the word jami'an is not expression for the second person plural pronoun kum, but it is for the first person singular pronoun ya affixed to the preposition min. So it seems that if desire is saying, upon you I invoke with all elements of my being the peace of Allah. So two probabilities in jami'an. One, that it refers to kum, which is more probable. And of course, this is the obvious one. And the second probability is that the jami'an is referring to ya in minni. And this means that I invoke with all my elements of my body. So we say, alaykum minni jami'an salamullah, the peace of Allah, salamullah. And annexing the name Allah to salam, it could either mean that we are invoking a higher level of peace from Allah, or the absolute peace that belongs to Allah. There is also another intricacy here which is worthy of consideration, and it is this, that the name of Allah being all-comprehensive name from the names of God, when annexed to salam, implies that we are seeking salam and protection and freedom from imperfection in all the perfect attributes of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his loyal companions, who are actually the manifestations of the all-comprehensive name of Allah. So thus we say, alaykum minni jami'an salamullah, upon you all I invoke the peace of Allah. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. I suppose that would be enough for now. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones by the light of Imam al-Hussein and other infallible Imams. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين.